This is Dakota Datebook for September 18th. The Homestead Act of 1862 placed land in the hands of men and women willing to work hard to realize their American dream. Any qualified person who lived on the claim for 5 years and improved it could claim 160 acres for a small filing fee. The act applied to any person, meaning women and freed slaves, were eligible. At the end of 5 years, the claimant could pay the sum of $18 to earn ownership of the 160 acres. Many people staked out land and successfully proved their claims. However, others did not. On this date, in 1909, the Dickinson Press reported on one old pioneer who did not believe his land was worth the $18 it would cost to claim it. W.J. Kirby was an early settler who established himself on land near New England. In 1887, Kirby moved his family from Vermont to settle along the Cannonball River. Though Kirby was not a farmer by nature, he was a carpenter, he contributed to building many structures in New England, including the newspaper office, the Union Congressional Church, and his own home. By 1888, the building boom in the area had ended, and there was little demand for a carpenter. Kirby shifted his focus to raising sheep and cattle. As a successful rancher, he surprised his neighbors when he abruptly pulled up stakes and moved west. He did not have much faith in the financial future of the area and chose to save the $18 it would cost to finalize the claim. He packed up his family and relocated to the West Coast. Kirby had no idea that the land he left behind would increase in value. By 1909, small lots in the town were being sold for $300 each, and old settlers who sold their full claims were making a considerable profit. When New England resident E.E. Cook visited Kirby in Washington, the old pioneer was quite surprised to learn that he had missed out on a profitable opportunity. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.